Hello.
Why am I not on that quick?
Hello, good evening. My name is Tony, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. How are you doing today?
No, es que me da...
No, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for asking. The reason I'm calling, sir, is because we are a private work research firm, and this evening we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community. We would like to have your opinion.
Okay.
All right. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, newspaper, advertising? Sorry?
I'm sorry, can you repeat it? What kind of question is this? We're talking about
houses. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, newspaper, advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
All right. As you are aware, very few people actually vote in non-partisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County, mayor, and county commission. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how would you vote in the non-partisan primary elections for Miami County, mayor, and county commission?
How would I vote?
Okay, would you definitely vote? Most likely vote? Somewhat vote?
For the county elections, no, yeah, I'm gonna vote. I'm most
okay.
Vote.
Now, with which political party are you registered? Democrat, Republican, or no party affiliation?
No, no party affiliation.
All right. What is your main racial background?
Like ethnicity?
Yeah, African American, Black, Asian, White, Caucasian, Hispanic.
White.
Okay. And what is your age?
33.
Okay. And generally speaking, would you say things in Miami-Dade County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
I think they're going in the wrong direction.
Okay. You said right direction?
No, wrong direction.
Wrong direction.
Yeah.
Now, from the following list, what is the one thing local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address that will make your daily life better? Okay, I'll read the list and you tell me which one.
Okay.
Corruption in local government, inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas. Next one, quality of life like growth and overdevelopment. Next one, housing and property insurance costs. Next one, flooding, sea level rise, and environmental resiliency. Next, traffic and congestion. And the last one is crime and neighborhood safety.
I think my number one will be...
Number one is corruption in local government.
No. I'm saying, you're telling me to choose one of those options?
Yes.
Which one I think is the most important? I think
that's
property insurance.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, I think definitely that.
Okay, although it's a non-partisan election, if the election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, sir, which of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between a Democratic candidate or a Republican candidate? Would you definitely vote for the Democratic candidate or proudly vote for the Democratic? Lean slightly to the Democratic, definitely vote for the Republican, probably vote for the Republican, or lean slightly to the Republican, or you still don't decide?
No, I would definitely vote for the Republican.
All right. And now I'm going to read a list of some public officials in Miami-Dade County that you might be familiar with. Will you please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person? If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, just let me know.
Uh-huh.
The first one is Richard Prashnik.
No opinion.
Right. Next one, Raquel Regalado.
besides no opinion, what is it? If I have a positive opinion or a negative opinion?
No opinion would be like neutral.
Oh, wait, but I'm saying, what was the other option? I'm sorry?
Yeah, very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable.
Somewhat unfavorable.
All right.
For that, for her.
The last one is Cindy Lerner.
No opinion on her.
All right. Next. Now, you would be now asked a few short questions on the August primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. If the primary election for Miami-Dade County were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Alexander Otaola, Daniela Levine Cava, Manny Seed, or you are still on the side?
Alexander.
All right.
Over.
And would you say that you are definitely voting or probably voting for Alexander?
Definitely voting for him.
All right. Now, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commissions were held today, sir, among the following candidates, would you vote for Richard Prasnick, Raquel Regalado, or Cindy Lerner?
I have to do my research. I haven't made up my mind on that yet.
Okay, no problem. You're still on the side? Not a problem.
Yeah, I'm decided.
Okay, now let me go on. Okay, you said on the side. Generally speaking, sir, do you think Raquel Regalado is part of the problem or part of the solution in county government?
I think she's part of the solution. Part of the solution.
Okay. Part of the solution.
Uh-huh.
And on a different topic, sir, Mayor Daniela Levine Cava recently announced support for a ballot measure Miami-Dade County voters will vote on this November. The proposal would borrow $2.5 billion to fund affordable housing, parks and infrastructure improvements, and environmental reliance projects to fight climate change. To fund this $2.5 billion proposal, property taxes will be increased on Miami-Dade County homeowners. Knowing this, would you vote yes or no against this proposal?
No, I'm voting no against that proposal.
Okay, against?
I'm a vote, yeah, no, against. I'm not voting for that.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you, sir, a series of statements about Cindy Lerner. After hearing each one, please tell me if it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Cindy Lerner.
All right.
Okay. Cindy Lerner has a history of favoring a large-scale development that hurts our quality of life. Lerner's family has made their fortune redeveloping and gentrifying parts of the urban core, including Wynnewood. And as mayor of Pinecrest, Lerner tried to annex land west of U.S. number one in unincorporated Miami-Dade to increase her budget and the spending, which was strongly voted down and criticized it as a land grab for big developers. Would that make you feel more likely or less likely to vote for her?
No, less likely to vote for her.
All right. Next one. While Miami-Dade County homeowners are paying more than their fair share in property taxes, Cindy Lerner and her family have used her elected positions to reduce the property values of the many properties that they own and manage so they can pay less in taxes. Would that make you feel more likely or less likely to vote for her?
No, less likely to vote for her.
All right. Now, Cindy Lerner is running for county commissioners because, like you, she reads the news and gets angry about what's happening in our community, corruption, self-dealing, and influence spending. Would that make you feel more likely or less likely to vote for her?
No, less likely, less likely.
All right. As a mayor, as mayor of Pinecrest, Cindy Lerner repeatedly raised taxes on middle-class families, homeowners, and business, and increased wasteful spending by millions of dollars. As mayor of, would that make you feel more likely or less likely to vote for her?
No, less likely. I'm definitely not voting for her.
Okay, perfect. And the last one, as mayor of Pinecrest, Cindy Lerner was verbally abused towards residents at town hall meetings, repeatedly yelling, banging her fist, cursing, and insulting. Resident Lerner has been criticized by the media, who say she does not have the temperament to hold elected office. What do you think about that?
No, that's likely. I'm not voting for a lady.
All right. Now, I'm going to read you just a series of statements about Raquel Regalado, sir. After hearing each one, please tell me if it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her.
Okay.
As your county commissioner, Raquel Regalado has prioritized environmental resilience, including protecting Biscayne Bay so our communities are better prepared for hurricanes and increased flooding threats.
Or most likely, I guess.
Okay. Raquel Regalado understands how housing costs are crushing families in our community. Regalado has fought to cut property taxes on homeowners, enacted a protection for renters, and increased the property tax rebate for low-income seniors from $100 to more than $600. Regalado has also reformed the rule on efficiencies to make them a better, safer option for families to keep their homes affordable. Will that make you feel more likely or less likely?
More likely.
Okay. Now, currently, several Cuban American elected officials are under investigation for corruption. Raquel Regalado and her father are just more of the same.
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that question again?
Yes. Currently, several Cuban American elected officials are under investigation for corruption. Raquel Regalado and her father are just more of the same.
That make me less likely or more likely?
Yes.
I have no opinion on that, I guess.
No worries. And the last one says, as the mother of two children with autism, Raquel Regalado has been leading efforts to make Miami-Dade a better place for people of all abilities. Regalado has funded training for thousands of county employees, including police, created an autism they call safety program with police, and founded job training programs and support for parents and caretakers of residents on the autism spectrum. Would that make you feel more likely or less likely?
More likely.
All right. Now, we're about to get done with this, sir. Taking into account everything you just heard, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commissions were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Richard Prashnik, Raquel Regalado, or Cindy Lerner? Or would you stay on the side?
I guess Raquel Regalado, probably, from what I heard.
Raquel Regalado?
Yeah.
And would you say that you are definitely voting or probably voting for her?
Probably voting for her.
All right. Prior to taking this service, or have you ever attended a community event held by Raquel Regalado, or do you follow her on social media like Instagram or TikTok?
No.
All right. And the following are just a list of websites, online newspapers, and other places where you can get news and information about your community. Please indicate if you follow this content regularly, follow this content but not regularly, or do not follow this content at all. First one is AM, right. Talk, or news radio.
Don't follow that.
All right. Next one is only Indeed.
Why? Sometimes I follow that.
All right.
I don't think that's a news source.
Local newspapers like the Miami Herald or El Nuevo Heraldo?
Sometimes.
Sometimes, okay. Miami's community news?
No, don't follow that.
Key Biscayne Independent?
No, don't follow that.
FM radio?
No, don't follow that.
Last one is local political blogs.
Don't follow that either.
All right, not a problem. Now, sir, this is the last part of the survey. I'm just going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish, just to be sure we have a representative sample. If you were to level yourself, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative in political political beliefs?
Conservative? Yeah.
Very conservative or somewhat conservative?
Between those two, very or somewhat?
Yeah, somewhat conservative or very conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
All right. What is the last grade of formal education that you have completed?
The associate's degree.
Sorry?
An associate's degree, college.
Okay. Some college?
Yeah, some college.
Okay. Now, that was the last question, sir. I really appreciate your time and all your patience today. We really appreciate it. So, thank you very much. Have a good night.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.